Hello.
Hello, this is Jasmine calling back from Roadside Assistance. We had got disconnected.
Yes. Can we make sure my car is locked? The Rogers bought a rug and a picture.
You want to get that and put it back in my car?
If we lock up my car, I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
Being it's right there in the middle of the road, someone would be pretty blatant.
Oh, you never know nowadays.
Oh, no, you don't. But it's a big rug and it's a big picture.
What are you doing?
Okay, we're about to be at my car.
Okay.
And then I can tell you what you need to know.
Okay.
There's one nice person named Mike. I asked like four people to take me here to my car. Said, oh, I'm going the other way. I said, it's only 2 miles, which I think I exaggerated. I think it's further than 2 miles. What Mike is saying is he thinks it would make more sense to tow it to
tire shop right here.
To a tire shop that's right here. Let them fix the tires and let me go home.
Okay, yes. I can get both of those addresses and then I can send someone out for you.
All right, well, let me find my keys first. All right. What 100 block are we on?
We're on Broadway.
We're on Williamsburg and Broadway, but we don't know. I'll walk up and see. Hang on, let me make sure I didn't screw up and do something stupid with my keys. I've just been doing stupid stuff all day. I cannot get myself together.
Take a
deep breath
and slow down.
Okay, I will.
Let me get out with you.
Okay. Hold on. We just want to make sure. All right, I've got an unplug, so I'm taking you with me. We got about a 10% charge on that. See all the oil? Yeah, I have this rug that I just bought. And then I have a picture in the back.
Well, it'll fit my car. We'll make it fit. You bought it? It's yours. I don't.
Okay, well, I really don't. And I left the damn thing unlocked. Okay. All right, so what's
now? Okay, so what I'm going to do is send the text message to your device. And it's going to provide you with the link to click on.
All right, do it through messages, please. Not Messenger, not email, but messages. And I need to help him. I need to help him carry this. I don't know how this happened. The doors don't open right. The bath will be the best way. All right, now what are you saying we need to do?
Yes, so you say you don't do text messages?
I do text messages. That's all I can do.
Okay. Okay.
It's like, you know, your thing was saying, go to an app. I don't even know how to do an app. So.
No. See, the text message I sent, it should provide you with the link to clip on.
And here we are at rush hour on very busy road. And thank God for Mike is all I have to say.
Yes, ma'am. What I was stating was with the text message, it's going to provide you with a...
What?
Yes. What I was saying with the text message is going to provide you with a link to click, and it's going to provide you with latitude and longitude numbers.
Okay.
And you'll provide me with those numbers.
I'm talking to her. So what do I do with that?
You will open the message and click on the link.
Okay.
and provide me with the longitude and latitude numbers.
That's why I said don't buy a Volkswagen. Yeah, but it's heavy. Right now we're trying to secure my property because I just bought a big rug. No, I can get that in. Oh, that does make it work better. Okay. Okay, have you sent me that text message yet?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
All right, let me look and see if I have it. Message is 1. Thank you for choosing Verizon Roadside Assistant. Tap the link to request help info. Oh, my God. Lower the damn thing. Okay, I clicked on it. Now what?
Okay, do you see where it says latitude and longitude? It should provide you with numbers.
Nope. I see VIVR-IO/6VRU3F.
Okay, I'm going to try this again. 1 second.
Let me try tapping that link. Tap from request help. Okay. I wouldn't doubt it. They're not supposed to be. I need to lay you down for just a minute and help Mike. Can I do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. You know, it just started off. It's going to be hard to get in there. Okay. Okay, now it says are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'm at Google. I don't think I'm supposed to be there. We need some info to find your benefit. We need some, phone number.
Okay, is there a way you can get on Google Maps or the Maps app and type in your current location? Is there a way you can get on the Maps app and type in current location? It should pull up.
Continue. Is this information correct? 4740309, yes. Okay. They can charge me $13 a mile.
No, ma'am. It shouldn't click. You should provide, once you click on that link, it should only provide you with numbers as far as latitude and longitude.
Okay. What's that? I haven't got to where it said latitude and longitude. Now I'm at roadside, allstate.com. Use your device location.
You can try. I'm not sure. Usually you just click on the link and it'll pop right up.
You're not part of Allstate, right?
No, ma'am. I'm just roadside assistance.
Okay, so we'll just block Allstate. Okay, and here it shows United States. and it looks like I'm in Kansas. Android is, please enter additional details about your current location, i.e. street name. Let me see if I can walk over and get the street name. It's so hard to see out here. It's on. No, I saw they type in some information. I've got to get some block numbers.
Okay,
I'm
are you
have to cross this busy highway to get this number.
What the?
Let me walk. $3,600 Broadway, and
okay, 3,600 Broadway.
Is that me, or am I supposed to be doing this myself,
ma'am?
A 3,600 block of Broadway, and 3,600 block of Williamsburg.
Okay, let's see what this will come up with. One second.
Okay, let me get back to my car while there's no traffic. So it looks like it's 3,600 for both of them. And I'm just in the turn lane, turning the opposite direction. Oh, this has been a bad day. Started bad and it ended bad. And it's not even over yet.
Okay. So you said 3,600 Broadway.
What?
Okay. What? Do you know the zip code to that area?
I have not a clue.
Okay. Are you able to go on your maps?
Hang on, I'm getting inside because obviously I can't hear you over the traffic. Okay, what?
Are you able to use your maps, Google Maps or your Maps app?
I doubt it. I don't even think I've had one. I don't think I have one. I've never used it.
Okay. Is there a way Mike could probably Google the location?
I'll ask him.
Okay.
Hey Mike, do you know how to Google our location? Oh, he said yes. Okay, go ahead and sit in the car. I don't need to worry about it. I get to do it on this one. Well, no, it doesn't matter. I guess as long as I get it, that's all that matters.
Right here.
He's doing it right now.
Okay.
Here, Mr. Chair.
Okay, here's Mike.
Hello, ma'am.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. We are on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a street called Pecan Valley Drive. I'm sorry. Let me take that back. There's a street called Williamsburg. Yeah, Williamsburg. WILLIAMSBURG.
See, that's what I'm thinking for right here, because those streets don't match. That's not
right
where
here?
We are.
Okay, are you guys in San Antonio, Texas?
I can hear the traffic. Say again? Say again, ma'am?
Yes. Are you guys in San Antonio, Texas?
No, we are in Garland, Texas.
Okay.
Garland, Texas.
Okay, do you see any buildings that says, because it has me in a residential area.
No, I'm at, you're on my longitude and latitude? Would that help?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Would you care for my longitude and latitude?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. Hold on. How would I do that? Let me see. Shoot.
I don't know how I do that.
You have an iPhone or Android?
Android.
Okay.
I'm on the Google map right now.
Yes, it should be up under, once you type in current location, it should be up under where you see share and something else. It's going to say like photos and restaurants.
I'm not going to be here for long, though. Like, oh, you can use the car, right? Okay, you good? Okay.
I'm glad I went back because I didn't turn the ignition off.
So
I would burn up my battery, which is just all I can.
I'm trying to figure out how I can find the longitude and latitude.
Okay, so you're already on Google Maps?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Ask Google directly.
So once you type in current location.
Okay. Current location.
Mm-hmm.
The C-U-R?
Yes, C-U-R-R-E-N-T.
E-N-T, current location. Let me see.
And hit search.
Okay, current location right here.
Mm-hmm.
It says, my current location is Garland, Texas, 75043.
Yes. Now, if you scroll down or scroll up.
Okay, scrolling up.
Do you see where you see bump, like circles that says restaurant, gas,
yes,
hotel?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Keep going down.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And you should see latitude and longitude numbers in parentheses.
No, I do not see latitude parentheses. I keep going all the way down.
Do you see something that show you the degrees and measure distance?
No.
I wonder what these all buttons say.
It's the directions.
See, you can launch
on your...
My phone is older than your phone, so I can guarantee if you can't do it on your phone.
I'm trying to see if it's going to pull up. One second.
I've got my phone where you can locate my phone. You can locate me by my phone, so you may be able to find me that way. That is turned on.
I'm not sure if I'm able to do that on my computer.
Why not? Well, let me see if it's something I can do on mine.
It seems I can share my location.
Is that right?
See if I can share my location.
Share my location and it doesn't do it. Signature mode. We need, what am I looking for?
The longitude and latitude numbers.
Okay, the problem is I don't have any app. So I'm going to have to install an app.
Okay, do you have an iPhone or Android?
I have an Android.
I feel like I need you out of here. Like, out of this area. I don't know why. Like move to a safer spot.
I'm going to pull over there.
Okay, okay.
We're just going to go around the corner because he feels uncomfortable there, and I don't blame him. Yeah, we are kind of in the middle of the road.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the address, the physical address to one of these houses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Can you just pull up to one of these houses over here? See if John clears.
It's something like me. I use that word all the time. You'll never hear me say the Lord's name in vain, but you'll hear me say the F word all the time. Okay, we're just turning around. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay, because something popped up on my thing. VIVR .io/6VRU36F. Does that mean anything to you?
Okay, if it's a link, you should click on it, and it should provide the longitude and latitude numbers.
Okay, I'll send the link. We need some info to find your benefits.
Okay, I'm not sure why that keeps popping up.
I don't either.
Let me try one more time. Okay, let me know if you received a text message.
It's in you. Is this your correct phone number? Yes.
I'm in front of a residential house. It's right next to the park.
Okay, what's the address?
The address is 3602, what was it, what, Westminster?
Williamsburg,
sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and the zip code.
75403, wasn't it?
75403.
Okay.
And that house is located on a corner, and the car is located like
County Kitty Corner.
Right there. You can't miss it. Right across the street.
Okay, so I believe this is where it put me at the first time. Does it say Star Choice Home Health?
What?
Is that pulling up on your map?
I don't have a map.
Okay, let's see if I can get a description of the house.
Okay.
I mean the building.
The house is just
all beige brick with solar screens and arched windows, and there's a Nissan Pathfinder in the driveway.
And a bench on the front porch.
And there's flowers on the bench on the front porch. There's a bench.
Okay, one second.
And there's some white poles in the front yard.
Oh, yeah, and there's some white poles in the front yard to keep people from running into their house. I know this lady, she lives on the corner of, not too far from here. Twice.
Okay.
Someone went through the fence and landed their car in her pool. Twice.
Okay, so where's your face again?
Okay, so I typed in 3602 Williamsburg Drive, Garland, Texas,
yes.
75043.
Yes.
And it landed me at a place called Star Choice Home Health, but it's in a residential area.
We are in a residential area. We pulled into a residential area.
Right. So
Williamsburg and then the
drive. Yeah.
You know what? I think this is the house. I'm seeing like white poles on the corner of the end of the street.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. And you're across from it.
Right, we're at the stop sign, and we're kitty corner from my car. My car is left and on the same
side.
It's in the right. I don't know what it's in the southbound traffic line, in a turn area.
It's the only car that's out here stuck.
Yeah, it's the only car with the flashing lights on.
Okay. Okay. Now, what's the address you're trying to get it towed to?
I need it towed to 196 Private. Well, no, I need it towed to the tire shop, and I don't know the name of the tire shop.
You're going to find it.
I think it's Gonzalez Tire in Quinlan. Look for tires and look for Quinlan. Because... Gosh. I'm going to take some ads for my just way more than I thought I was getting myself into when I left the house this morning. Or I would not have left. Did you find us?
Okay, I found where your car is located. I'm just trying to... type in the address for the tire shop.
Okay. Did you Google Quinlan Tire Shop?
How long will it take for them to get over there?
I'll find out next.
Okay.
You don't have anywhere you have to be?
No, I already take my boss.
Okay, great.
Okay, let's see. Quinlan Tire Shop. Okay, I see one that says Quinlan Tire Shop, 406 East Main Street, Quinlan, Texas.
No, that's not it. Blake Gonzalez, it's a Hispanic last name.
Gonzalez.
Oh, my gosh. I think I'll have a nervous breakdown now. Do you drink beer?
I want to. I want to get drunk, but I can't.
Why?
My body doesn't want it.
Well, I didn't say we're going to get drunk. I said we can pull over and grab a six-pack.
Yeah, yeah, we can do that.
We can drink that on the way.
Okay. Well, you can do the drinking. I mean, I just don't want to get caught with the
okay.
either.
Do you mind if I
no,
drink?
No.
Okay.
Help yourself.
Because I could really use a beer. And I could probably down them all before we get home.
There's a couple of tire shops over here.
Yeah, but I got to get back over here. How am I going to get back over here?
Well, we can go down there to there right now and see if they can fix it. We can take off the spot. Just give me the word.
Yeah, you go. Let's check it out. Okay. We're going to go to a tire shop that's not far from here. And see what they would charge to come get it and fix the tires.
Okay.
Now, would you guys reimburse me for that?
You talking about for the tires? Like actually purchasing the tires?
No, for the tow and then fixing the tires, which is what your people are going to do. They're going to tow it and they're going to fix the tires.
Okay, now if you're getting a shop, tire shop to come and get the car and do it, then you'll have to try to get it reimbursed through your insurance provider.
I caught that try, and it did not sound very convincing.
Try again.
Yes, you can, like, put in a claim for it and see if you'll get reimbursed. But I'm not exactly sure. You'll have to contact your insurance provider.
Yeah. And it might be cheaper to pay for it all myself just so they don't charge it as a doggone.
Plus, save time, too.
They don't charge it as a.
What? You have AAA service?
An accident.
You have AAA service?
No, but I have towing through my insurance, which, as you can see, is not real good because it's been there for over an hour. There's a convenience store between here and there. Please stop so I can get beer. Oh, my gosh. Thank God for this man. This is the second time this week that I've had problems with transportation, and twice two angels have picked me up. So for this time, I had a lot of non-angels that wouldn't help me. They have tires, but I don't see a tow truck. To me, it's a flatbed. Okay, he's checking. I'm going to plug my phone back. Oh, he's got his plugged in. Let's see how much he has. Dogs on it. Oh, he has less time than me, I think. He has like 13 minutes. And I have 16, it looks like. This has just been a day from hell. I knew this morning when I woke up that I should just stay home. But I wanted to get some things done.
That's how I was last week. I said, I should just stay home.
I know. You have those days where you're like, you'd have been way better off if you stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Google Chrome verified that Entrust Certification Authority L1K issued this website certificate. Certificate information, your connection to RoadsideAllstate.com is encrypted using Absolute Cipher Suite. The connection is encrypted and authenticated using blah, 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 and using blah, blah, blah as the key exchange mechanism. What do these mean? I guess I can check what this means. No flatbed, huh?
Okay.
What do you want me to do? My pussy glass. Well, the thing fell on its face when I was waiting for the guys to put it in the car. The guys where I bought it. I was outside. It was leaning against my car.
Who fell on my face?
Do you know what size tire your tire is?
Pardon me?
Do you know what size tire that your tires are? I was going to suggest you probably could have asked them, do they have your tire size? But then again, I think one, you said one has come off the...
Yeah, they're both off the rim.
Yeah, they'll have to put it back on the rim.
Exactly. It's going to take a tire company.
Yeah. I'm at Walmart.
I don't think Walmart tows, though.
No, Walmart doesn't tow.
Yeah, they're closed up. I asked, like, four people before I asked you, and they were all like, oh, I'm going the other way. And I said, it's just a couple miles. Oh, I'm going the other way. Oh, dear Lord, I don't think I can take much more. I really do not. You want to answer the door? Can you drive me right there to get some beer?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You want to go to a convenience store? It'll be faster.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, this one right here, right here.
Okay, that's up to you.
You
are the driver. I am sitting here. Just hoping that everything works out.
I'm trying to find a church open. Little or open.
I know, but someone's closer. It's daylight saving time. People would stay open later. Because it's, you know, it's daylight out.
Is there a garage there? No,
that's a nice
day. Here's the news to run you in the corner.
Is there a flatbed in that dark enough? Is it you? Oh, that won't help me. I need a flatbed. Hey, are your people on their way?
I have to get the address to the tire shop before I can actually check and see if they're on the way.
Oh, my gosh. I know I'm not going to have that. That's impossible. At this time of the evening, I can't call. They're not going to be open.
Well, you want them to tow it to your home?
Then I'll have to get it towed somewhere else. If they go on Quinlan, if they go down 276, when they hit Quinlan Parkway, all they have to do is take a left, and it's right there on the right. And it's either Martinez or, what did I say?
Gonzalez.
Rodriguez Gonzalez Tire Shop. And Hispanic fellas. They're really nice. There's only one of them, and it's going to be on the right. And it's within a mile of him turning on to Highway 34 up 276.
Okay, so what happened is you're probably going to have to call back with the address.
Okay. Okay. Don't hang up on me yet, because I want to be able to get a hold of you, because it's not been easy getting a hold of people. It's not been easy at all.
Okay, I understand, but I don't think I can probably hold on too much longer.
Well, I know you're not going to hold on for the whole 30 minutes it's going to take us to get there. Oh, this stuff's expensive. Okay, all right, I'm going to do this transaction, and then I'm going to go out to the car, and then I'm going to pray this guy's not an axe murderer, which he doesn't seem like one, and then call back, but I need, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, my phone just is down for me. Do you have a pen? Sure. Yes. Thank you. All right, who do I call back?
You just call back the same number, and you'll be able to get through. It should be on my hold.
I'm going to give it to me just in case.
Okay. So that number is 1-888-521-7244.
Uh-oh. His pen went out on 5. Can we draw another one, please? Okay, 805.
No, it's
1-888-888-521.
Mm-hmm.
7244. I'm going to write it again to make sure that I can read it. What was the last four digits?
7244.
Okay, I think I can get that. So just, need a penny, grab a penny. Okay. Oh, God. This guy seems so nice, but you never know who you're going with. No, I'm going to get, I'm going to go to the front of the store and give you the license plate in case something happens to me. Okay?
Okay.
Get your pen ready. I should have four of these. I do. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and being you've done all you can, I'll call back with the location of the tire shop.
All right. Well, thank you so much for choosing Roadside Assistance. You have a great night.
Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Pray for me. Bye-bye.
I will. Bye-bye.